Hello and welcome to my latest Matchpod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action in the League Cup. Round two. No European football. So that means you join the League Cup a round earlier. And they are away at Grimsby. At Blundell Park. First time they've met since 1948. I was listening to a radio show before, and they had a Grimsby fan on there. It was a good little section on the radio, and yeah, to be fair, the Grimsby fan were talking a good game. They've beaten Southampton recently. They beat Spurs, I think, in the 2000s. So they've beaten Premier League opposition before in the League Cup. I think they've beaten Liverpool as well. They were talking about Phil Jevons, the fan was going on about, but this time it's Manchester United, the probably, as I say, definitely not the best club in England, but the biggest club. But that is basically just flittering away because of the way the football club has been run since 2013 and the position that they find themselves in. I mean, the Fulham game, yeah, it was a little bit of a letdown. As I say, I said after the Arsenal game, fine, you play well at home against Arsenal. Maybe you deserve a point, but you don't get a point. You have to put in that kind of performance away at Fulham, which they didn't. They did have opportunities early, which if they'd taken their opportunities, maybe it would have been a different game. They blasted the penalty over. As I say, Brunifer said it wasn't an excuse, the bumping into referee missing the pen, but who cares? Nobody is interested. Just do your job. It's as simple as that. And as I say, it's fair, Bruno Fernandes, he does do his job for Manchester United the majority of the time. There's a lot of other players that don't do the time. I mean, I was chatting to a friend at work today. Apparently, Mason Mount is one of the bright sparks of the season. I mean, that says everything. If Mason Mount is apparently the positive we're talking about, Manchester United have a long, long, long way to go. Could even put a simple through ball to Brandon Bumo. It's ridiculous. But anyway, two new to Manchester United as follows, yeah, but as expected, some changes. Onana in goal. As I say, United need a new goalkeeper. It's basic and it's simple. This is Onana's first start of the season. Let's see how he gets on. Back three, it's Harry Maguire in the middle with two youngsters either side in Aiden Hemm and Tyler Fredrickson. Both have looked decent enough. Hemm has done well when he's played. Fredrickson, he's had a couple of opportunities. He's had a couple of opportunities last season and he looked reasonable enough. You would hope United would have a lot of possession today. So maybe defensively, apart from corners, of course. But maybe Onana will step up to the plate at corners and that will be the difference. But we'll see. It's Mainoo and Ugarte in the middle. And then the two tens, as they are, is they're Ahmad and Cunha with Benjamin Sesko making his first start for Manchester United at Blundell Park. Did he know where Grimsby was when he signed for Manchester United? I'm not sure if the draw had been done by then. Yeah, but I think it must have been done by then, I think. But yeah, this is where Benjamin Sesko makes his debut in for Manchester United, or should I say starting debut, his first start for Manchester United. Let's not beat around the bush. A win, no excuses. As simple as that. Losing the game on penalties, unacceptable. Losing the game, pretty much unacceptable. It would have to take some ridiculous circumstances, i.e. a referee favouring the side that's from, I mean, they're League Two side, and this is Premier League side. But Manchester United, it's hard to play like they're sort of in the 10th tier of football. So, you know, you have to wait and see. But there are no excuses. They have to step up to the plate, get the victory here, and which will build the confidence to get victory, which is just as important against Burnley. Win both games. I forgot to say who the wide players were. Sorry, yeah, they're on the side. I've just realised that. Yeah, sorry. Dorgu is on the left and Dallo on the right. Leon is on the bench. You would hope he would get some time today. This is why Manchester United need to try and see this game, you know, dominate the game, get themselves up. Then the subs can come later without there being the pressure of having to get over the line in the 90 minutes. Remember, no extra time. But we'll see how this game pans out. The players are actually just coming out of the tunnel as I speak. It's on normal TV, so I'll have it on my big screen, muted, of course. So I did see before that Louis Saha, who was there for the Fulham United game, which you totally understand because he played for both teams. But he's here again. They had the voice of Louis Saha. He's getting his reps in while he's in England. I don't know if he still lives in England. Maybe he does, and maybe he's on holiday from France. Who knows? But anyway, I will be back probably at half time, hopefully to say United can complete control, winning 3 or 4 nil. Yeah, whenever I've not said that, I think, ever on this pod. No, against Atletico Bilbao. But that was if United need a player, if United need to be poor, if United play like they did in that first half against Atletico Bilbao, that would be an absolute shambles, because I'm sure Grimsby won't do the stupid things that Atletico Bilbao did. They just pretty much choked in that first half of that semi-final, probably thinking about the final too much. A final which they probably watched and thought, bloody hell, we would have won that easy. But anyway, we'll be back at halftime. So halftime at Blundell Park. And whilst I love to say Man United are comfortably going through and we'll probably see Diego Leon in the second half, it's not. It's the complete other way around. It's Grimsby 2, Manchester United 0. Grimsby bumping this season, and it looks like it could continue. Unless you have a comeback of all comebacks, because they've done better comebacks against teams of a higher quality than Grimsby. But the level that Grimsby have shown in that first half, United just have not matched it at all. And it's been a shambolic performance. As I say, you will get people saying, get the manager out. But those players on the pitch, I've said it before, clear the manager out, but the players will still be there. And talk of certain individual players who've been given opportunities tonight, they've not stepped up to the plate. Defensively, United are a shambles. That's been the one good thing that United have shown this season, good defensively. None of the first choice defenders are playing, but there should be better performances from the players that are out there. And you would hope that the leaders on the pitch would be able to step up. I mean, the two goals, I mean, Ahmad's had a shocker this first half. Gave the ball away for the first goal, then seemed to tackle Ugarte to allow Grimsby to get through, Dalot out of position. And then a drilled low shot. I mean, to be fair to the striker or Vernon, he just drilled it low because he knew that Andre Onana wouldn't be able to save it. Shocking goalkeeping as well. It's just, I mean, it'll be interesting to see the long view to see if Dalot should be getting himself back in. He seemed to be spinning when I watched the replay back, but Onana should be doing better. Then the second goal, absolutely shambolic from Andre Onana. As I said, why are Man United starting the season with goalkeeping issues? The thing is, if you had a reasonable goalkeeper in there, I mean, you can slag off Bayern there all you want, but he would have done better in those two situations, in my opinion. As I say, you'll still get the people saying, oh, if Tom Eaton was playing. We should have a number one goalkeeper that can play in goal for Manchester United. So if they're not playing well, which they haven't, Grimsby deserve to be ahead in this match. But you see yourself through that first half at 0-0. And the second goal, just a basic single cross into the box. Onana, what was he doing? He ran out, absolute shambles. Yeah, there may possibly have been a handball, and if VAR was involved, it may not have been a goal. But Grimsby deserved that goal for their performance, because they were actually doing the basics, running, putting pressure on Manchester United, and being able to control the ball, do the basics. Whereas United, although towards the end of the half, they did have a couple of shots. Ahmad had one, and Sesko with a good save from the goalkeeper. But United didn't deserve anything from that half, and it's an absolutely shocking performance. And as I say, blame the manager all you want. This is nothing to do with systems. This is to do with players on the pitch actually showing the actual effort and the right mentality to go out on that pitch for Manchester United and perform. And as I say, nothing but a victory is acceptable tonight. Whether, you know, you get a goal back, you know, you're back in the game. We'll have to see how Grimsby set up in the second half. The important thing is United start halves off pretty badly. So if I was Grimsby, I'd be trying to get a third goal. Not ridiculously, but I'd try to get a third goal to try and maybe see this game over and done with. Because basically, what all you'll need to do is just shoot at Andre Onana and you might get a goal and they will see that. I mean, I doubt. I mean, you'd love to see him come off at half-time, but it ain't going to happen. They're certain that some of the outfield players will go off. I would imagine, I probably would have thought Ahmad may go off possibly, although he has had a poor game. You need goals, and him staying on the pitch will help with goals. So we'll see how things set up. I will come back just for half time with the inevitable substitutions. Bruno Fernandes will 100% be one of them. So yeah, the subs at half time. What we've got is Dorgu's come off, Fredrickson's come off, and Ugarte have come off for De Ligt, Mbeumo, and Bruno Fernandes. I don't think he was hoping to play De Ligt tonight. I mean, I suppose he had to take one defender along to stay on the bench because Shaw and Yoro have both been left behind in Manchester. Lucky them. But Bruno Fernandes is on, Brian Mbeumo is on, and so is Matthias De Ligt. They're on for Ugarte, Dorgu, and Fredrickson. Let's see what Man United do in this second half. It's been an embarrassing performance. Can they salvage something from this game? As I say, fair play to Grimsby, but this is up to United to step up. And it'll be interesting to see what the setup is. And maybe, yeah, but yeah, looks like Ahmad on the right, Dallow on the left, with a midfield two with Bruno and Mainoo now. And then Mbeumo, Cunha, and Sesko up front. United still haven't scored a goal this season themselves. As I say, their only goal, an own goal from Fulham. As I say, pre-season, you can do well in pre-season, but it means absolutely nothing. It will most definitely be attack, attack, attack from Manchester United in the second half. Grimsby are going to get their opportunities on the break. Let's see how good Man United are at keeping the ball, because that is how you're going to get back in this game. As I say, just that need. They need to fatigue Grimsby. They need to, you know, pull them around the park. At least for the first 15, 20 minutes, you need to get that goal. You get that goal back, then this game changes. But if Grimsby get their third, then that's probably it for Man United. But we shall see. So we have reached 90 minutes. The game is still ongoing. It has gone to penalties. A late equaliser from Harry Maguire from a corner. Bruno giving Man United hope, shall I say, in regards to getting them back in at 2-1 with a nice little run and curled shot. Penalty shootout is the least that Grimsby we deserve. United could easily have snuck it towards the end, but they didn't do enough. They needed to get their couple of goals earlier on in that half. But the two goals that came, one from a set piece and one from some individual brilliance with a bit of space from Brian and Mbeumo. Neither of the goals were actually set up by any sort of teamwork or a way of trying to score a goal. You could probably say United deserved to at least take it to penalties, but for me, it just means I have to watch some penalties and see if they go through. But I think, as I say, if you go from the game today, Grimsby deserve to win. But United basically have put themselves in this position mainly for an insipid first-half performance, but also because of the goalkeeper. The Grimsby goalkeeper is the one that's made all the saves in this game. He's made all the best saves. He made one, I think it was from Maguire, from a corner before 2-1. It was a brilliant save with his face. And he's made a save at the end of the first half from Sesko. Excellent save from Bruno Fernandes. So if United could actually have a goalkeeper that could actually keep a clean sheet and actually do the basics, they'd be through. And this wouldn't be an issue at the moment. But once a penalty is, let's see if United actually can keep that mentality. I mean, Onana could be the hero here, but does anybody really believe that? I mean, he owes the team and he owes the club and he owes the manager and he owes the fans. But let's just see what he's got in him. I mean, maybe we need to change a goalkeeping coach. But to be honest, the goalkeepers he's having to work with are bad enough. And as I say, the people upstairs, everybody knew United needed a goalkeeper. way before they went out and spent their 200 million on the three players that they bought in the summer. And if that's the reason that's holding up the goalkeeper, it's ridiculous, because they should have known and should have had something in place. Well, at least one of them has actually scored. Cunha had looked decent enough throughout the game. Sesko, he seemed to struggle towards the end. That's match fitness. Let's see what United can do in the penalties. Obviously, everybody would want Grimsby to win. It looks like Grimsby have won the toss. I mean, well, I don't know. Bruno Fernandes in the Europa League final won the toss and decided to go second, which I thought was ridiculous. So we'll see how this game goes. It's, yeah, it's Grimsby to take the first penalty, and I will be back post the penalty shootout. And it's finished at Blundell Park, probably justifiably. Grimsby have won 12-11 penalties. And Brumo, with it, it had gone round all the way through. Everybody taking a penalty. There'd been one message, I'll come back to that. And Brumo missed his second penalty against the crossbar to basically that was it, because Grimsby took the first penalty, so they were always ahead, apart from when they missed their third penalty. And United had the opportunity under Cunha to win the match, but they didn't. He missed his penalty, and it basically all the from 6 to 11 put the penalties in. The goalkeepers took penalties, even Onana put that, but Onana had four that he got his hands to. There was one he got two hands to that he couldn't even save. But justice was probably done in regards of United shouldn't have even been in that position. I saw an interview after the game where, I don't know if it was the captain of Grimsby, was talking about even at 2-2 they would have taken that before the start of the game. Of course they would. They would have been more than happy to get penalties, and United just losing the match on penalties is unacceptable. I mean, if they'd won it on penalty, that would be the only grain of comfort, because you're through to the next round and you have an opportunity to play in the third round and an opportunity to win a trophy. But in regards to the match, it was unacceptable. As I say, the manager will get some stick. They'll look at the system, look at the way the team played. But again, individual players, I've talked about this a lot. Those players seem to just think they just need to turn up and they don't need to do anything, and other teams will fall over them. Grimsby went for them. And even though Grimsby went for them, it still should have been 0-0 at half time. If the goal, I mean, some of the individual performances tonight were shocking. But if the goalkeeper does his basic job, it's 0-0 at half time. United have got away with it. And they didn't totally dominate the second half, but they were the side that was pushing further forward. People talk about Grimsby's third goal. Let's be perfectly honest. Their second goal was handball, but they deserved it for the fact that Onana just was useless in that situation. So I think that actually did equal itself out. And them being two goals up instead of three, because let's be honest, if VAR was there, they wouldn't have got the second goal wouldn't have happened, and who knows what would have happened in the game in that regard. So it would have still ended the same. But Grimsby just did the basics. I mean, I don't know what their manager was saying after the game. They were saying what an excellent team this Manchester United side is, because it's not. I mean, even the interviewer was like, I'm not totally sure about that. But where it needs to be done, and as I say, the pressure will be on Ruben. I'm on him now, but it also should be on the players. But they will be allowed to get away with it, because they're the people that the media and the people want to big up. But as I say, Ruben Amorim is under pressure. He's going to be questioned by this. But I mean, I've not seen any post-match from Ruben Amorim, but he needs to. You would like to hope he throws some players under the bus, but apparently you can't do that nowadays, because you'll lose the players, and they're the ones that that you need to keep on side. Well, do you know what? Those players weren't on side today, some of them. Their performances were absolutely disgraceful and unacceptable. But they'll get away with it, as I say, and all the pressure will just be on the manager. Yes, he's got work to do. He needs to work on the system. And it's a huge game against Burnley. If they can get a result then they need to bounce back. They need to regroup. They need to actually show some strong mentality. They didn't celebrate any of the penalties that they scored, Man United, because they knew and they know it was an embarrassing performance throughout. And as I say, talk about leadership. Harry Maguire was captain the first half. There was no leadership. Bruno Fernandes came in the second half. It was slightly better. It still wasn't great. But there's clearly issues within that squad in regards to the players. Because there were situations where certain players were running into great positions and they weren't being passed to, or there was an extra touch. Why is that happening? They're not being told to do that. They're doing that off their own bat. So work needs to be done there. So, an embarrassing night. I'd say one of my friends' messages to say, is that the lowest of the low? Maybe it is, but United need to get back on the horse because they've got a game in less than 72 hours against Burnley, and Burnley will fancy their chances. One thing's for sure, and Arne should just be left to rot. He's a disgrace in regards of gets injured in pre-season, so hasn't had a pre-season. I mean, what goalkeeper gets injured in pre-season with a hamstring injury? He doesn't do anything and should just be left to rot, basically, because you ain't going to get any money back for that goalkeeper. I mean, if you can get the guy out on loan, I mean, what team would take him? I mean, it'd be an embarrassment to I mean, I've got a friend who plays in, I think it's the 8th tier. Be an embarrassment to that. The goalkeeper for them is better than Andre Onana. He's absolutely useless. Should be got rid of. And as I've said before on this pod, those who want their hair out, you're learning your lesson the hard way. As I say, Bandeira isn't good enough. Neither is Tom Heaton. As I say, whoever hasn't bought a goalkeeper should be sacked at Manchester United. That's what you get. Sir Rat, sack Dan Ashworth, put a novice sporting director in charge, and they've not bought a goalkeeper, even though everybody's known since the start of 2025. United need a new goalkeeper. The manager wanted a new goalkeeper. You can spend £200 million on strikers, but as I say, how apt to be. Sesko took the 10th penalty before the goalkeeper, and then it's Mbeumo and Cunha who basically missed the penalties. Not that United would have deserved if they got through, but they're learning very fast. They're not at Brentford, Wolves and Leipzig now. This is real pressure, and you need to step up and stand up. So we'll see how things go against Burnley on Saturday. I'll be, I think I'm going to be trying to get round Dennis's because we'll be popping out afterwards. We'll see. He's very happy tonight. He didn't have a Guernsey shirt when I phoned him though. Watching the penalty shootout, So they need to get back on the horse. They can't be feeling sorry for themselves, and work needs to be done on the training ground. These players, will they give anything back? As I say, blame the manager all you want, but how long have some of these players been at this football club? As I say, Lenny Yoro and Luke Shaw coming back. I mean, Luke Shaw coming back is being a bonus. I mean, obviously, Dilip will play. And also, I mean, Mason Mount came on and was decent enough. As I said, if Mason Mount is the bright spark of the season, that says a lot about the rest of the squad who need to step up. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk or up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, PCAST. Search MUFC Global and it will come up. Can United bounce back against Burnley? They'll need to. I mean, as I say, fair play to Grimsby. They deserved it. But for Manchester United, a dark day. And that's my first message. No home cup ties until January now. And that's if we get drawn at home. Unlucky, Surratt. Now you're beginning to learn. You actually need to have a clue about what you're doing. And a lot of work needs to be done. So as always, thanks for listening, and I will be back after the Burnley game on Saturday, maybe with a bit of Dennis as well, probably grinning a lot.